Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830-WCCO.
Cesar Tovar takes a strike from Bizarre as we start the fourth inning. Tovar doubled off the wall and left. First time up, there's a grounder, left side. Shortstop grabs it, throw in time, close play. That took a good play by the shortstop, Elia, to nail Tovar for the first out here in the fourth inning. Here's Ted Ulander, called out on strikes in the first. Bizarre has already struck out five Twins. But the Twins lead 4-0. Ground ball right side, Adair. First, two away. And now Jimmy Merritt struck out in the second. Twins with five hits, the White Sox with two. Twins making just about maximum use of their hits. Four of the five, plus a walk, accounted for the four first-inning runs. Fastball outside, ball one. Good curve over one and one. Ninth inning at Baltimore. Boston 1, the Orioles nothing. Ground ball, past the mound, second baseman Adair. On the first, 1-2-3. So we go to the last of the fourth. Minnesota 4, Chicago nothing.
The call to flavor refreshing from the land of sky blue water.
From the land of sky blue water. Comes the water best for brewing.
The beer that's brewed with water best for brewing, tastes best, refreshes you best, glass after glass. Only Hams beer has that sky blue water's flavor. Every Hams has it, glass after glass. That's why Hams is the one right beer for those who want another. Tastes so right, it bears repeating.
Capturing for you the coolness. And sunset freezes. Hams the beer refreshing. Hams the beer refreshing.
Just talking to her, Bob Hendricks of 3100 Inglewood, Minneapolis, wonders if we remember the colored Gophers baseball team. Ah, yes, indeed. They were one of the fine Negro clubs of yesteryear. And Jerry Zimmerman is coming in to catch for the Twins. Batty made a very quick turn last inning to revolve and almost check himself and barely catch that foul ball by McCraw. Earl might have strained. Just surmising. So we'll see when Jim gets harnessed up here to catch the last of the fourth. I'll say Earl was busy while he was in there. Five putouts. Four of the strikeouts have been swung outs, so all four rather, and then the foul ball. And the leadoff batsman, Jerry Adair, obtained from the Orioles in one of the discussed deals of the year, just as the deal for Pappas with Cincinnati and Frank Robinson. Eddie Fisher proved of invaluable help to Baltimore, and Adair, of course, is a very slick fielder, and he's been playing well for the White Sox. But Fisher has certainly helped Baltimore.
So Jerry Zimmerman behind the plate, Adair stands in. Popped up in the first inning of the shortstop. Right-handed batter. Merritt works. There's a pop-up into shallow center. Back for Saez, and he makes the catch. Oh, he goes back. Doesn't he, though?
Just twice on Adair.
One pitch, one out on the White Sox fourth. Here's Romano, struck out in the first. Atlanta's Joe Torre just hit his second home run of the game. Atlanta 3, the Mets 2 after 4.
Boy, he's a powerful batsman.
Bills and the Reds, scoreless. Last of the third. Pirates scored 2 in the third, leading the Cardinals now 2-0, St. Louis batting.
The word from the bench is that Earl's stomach is slightly upset.
John Romano at the plate, taking ball one outside. Romano struck out swinging in the first.
Well, Mr. Batty did all right. He drove in 2 of the 4 runs.
There's a line drive to Versailles. 2 down in the fourth. Here's Scourin. Merritt struck him out in the second inning. Looked like a ball hit by Romano was going to climb and fall in for a base hit. But it sort of hung, and Zoilo grabbed it head high. Curve low and inside, ball one. Low, ball two. McCraw singled to right with one out in the first. Hicks beat out an infield hit in the second. The only hits off Merritt. And Jim has walked no one. Strike. Ooh, there was a good fastball outside corner. 2-1. Foul back. 2-2. Gave him another fastball. Into his windup. 2-2 to Scourin. High. 3-2. Merritt starts to wind. The big pitch. Let up delivery, laced into left. Base hit. Off the wall. Hall chasing it. Scourin has a double. Third hit off Merritt. Here's the right fielder, Jim Hicks. After going hitless in his first 9 at-bats since being brought up, Hicks collected an infield single in the second inning. Right-handed batter. Merritt wants another ball, and he gets it. Scourin leads at second. Merritt works. High, ball one. Again, ball two. 4-0, the Twins. Chicago batting in the fourth. There's a high fly ball into shallow center. Ulander coming on and calling. He has it. White Sox are out and leave one. Four innings complete here in Chicago. Minnesota 4 and the White Sox nothing. Program time. Here's a good thought about trip from Mrs. Arthur McCauley, 3233 Main Street, Anoka, Minnesota. Save, have money in a flash when you need the cash. That's some pretty solid advice, Mrs. McCauley. Steady saving, the convenient passbook way at Twin City Federal, ensures that you'll have money ready whenever you need it. Passbook saving makes it easy to tuck a buck a day away or tuck a part of a paycheck away. Start saving regularly. Earn Twin City Federal's generous return. Current rate, 4.5% per year. A return that adds a lot of growth over the years. Save, have money in a flash when you need the cash at Twin City Federal, where the twin clock flashes time and temperature at 8th and Marquette, Minneapolis, 6th and Roberts, St. Paul. Branch offices in Anoka, Robbinsdale, Edina, Excelsior, Southdale, Roseville, and 56th and Nicollet. Twin City Federal, home of the happiness business, thrift. Top of the fifth for the Twins, Versailles, Hall, and Oliva. There's the announcement I was waiting to hear, Halsey.
What?
Stay after the game for the fireworks.
Oh, yeah. That's a very nice background for your scoreboard, Joe.
Versailles takes an overhand curve inside, ball one. Zoilo is grounded out and struck out. Low, another breaking ball, ball two. This one a bit outside. Four runs, five hits, Minnesota. No runs, three hits, Chicago. There's a strike. It's 2-1. See what it says on that Soxogram, Halsey?
Yeah, how about that? That's a nice gesture at that.
2-1 delivery. Ground ball slowly hit left side. Buford, the third baseman, on to first, one away.
It says, welcome, Frank Quillacy, Boosters Club. Of course, Frank, who has played such fine ball at second base for the Twins in their pennant drive last year, is now with Denver. Frank comes from Chicago, you know, and that's a very nice gesture. I imagine some of those folks are pulling for the Twins.
Twins have only had one base runner since Tovar's two-out double in the first. Here's Jimmy Hall. Single in the first, popped up in the second. There's a drive into left field. Coming on. McCron, he gets it. Good catch. Now Oliva. Double off the wall and right center in the first. Scored a run. Bounced out second to first in the third. Twins 4, Chicago nothing, playing in the fifth inning. Oliva's lead over Baltimore's Frank Robinson, only 1 point at the start of tonight's play, 317 to 316. There's a high, high fly ball in the left. Elia drifting back to shortstop. He has it. Twins are out in order again. We go to the last of the fifth. Twins 4, the White Sox, nothing.
Well, the crowd's pretty good tonight, Ray, and I'll bet there's a big crowd out at General Mills tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, first night of open house, right?
That's right. Betty Crocker has invited all her neighbors there in the Twin Cities to preview her 7 new kitchens. Ah, they're really something.
Let's see. There's a New Orleans kitchen, California kitchen.
And a Scandinavian kitchen, naturally. 7 of them all told.
7 kitchens, each with a different theme. And, hey, Halsey, they're going to be open tomorrow and Sunday, too, right?
Yes, indeed, Scotty. Saturday morning, they open the doors at 9, and they don't close them until 9 p.m. Then on Sunday, the Better Crocky and Betty Crocker kitchens will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday 10 to 5, right?
And here's a chance for you folks coming into the Twin Cities for the state fair. Those Betty Crocker kitchens are well worth seeing. They're at General Mills headquarters in Golden Valley.
That's just west of the Twin Cities. Better tell them that, too, I guess, Halsey. Right at the corner of Highway 12 and Highway 18.
Right, Ray. Just look for a big billboard along Highway 12 that points out the Betty Crocker kitchens. All day tomorrow, right up to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 until 5.
The White Sox, Minnesota Twins will be here again tomorrow afternoon, Ladies' Day, at 1:15 p.m. And a doubleheader Sunday. Next Monday and Tuesday night, the Cleveland Indians will be here.
At the halfway, Minnesota 4 runs, 5 hits. Chicago no runs, 3 hits. The game is errorless so far. And Don Buford tried to catch Merritt off guard last time with a bunt, but Jim threw him out at first base. Switch hitter batting right-handed, and he fakes a bunt on the first pitch and wins the decision, ball one. They're playing him short at first, second, and third. Zoilo's back in normal position. Merritt's pitch, Steve Wright called, a fastball knee-high. 1-1. This is the last of the fifth. The Twins are leading 4-0. All runs in the first inning off Bizarre. He's really settled down. And here we go. Into the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. Yes, sir. Quite a crowd tonight. Gee whiz, I don't know of any special night either. Here we come. Outside, 3-1, Merritt's in the hole. Jerry Zimmerman is catching, you know, having replaced Earl Batty, whose tummy was kicking up a little. All right. Merritt up. And around, and it's strike 2 called. Buford thought it was a little bit low. And the count is full. So, Killebrew's gone back. Tovar and Mincher have gone back. Here's the big one. A foul. Still 3-2. Back to the stands. Comiskey Park double-decked all the way. Huge scoreboard in center field. And they're welcoming various delegations there on the Soxagram. Here's another 3-2er. Strike 3 call. Buford thought it was outside, started for first base. Comes back looking quizzically at plate umpire Bill Haller. And that's the 5th strikeout for Merritt, and the first one, which wasn't swung. First put out for Jerry Zimmerman. The Albanian shortstop, Lee Elia. Right-handed, struck out swinging. First pitch into the dirt, ball one. When Merritt throws that downer curve, it's been breaking quite sharply, and a couple of them have gotten away, but of course no one on base. It's 4-0 Minnesota. There's one out in the last half of the 5th inning. Merritt winds up and comes in. Outside, ball 2, 2-0. Trying to see if there's a pinch hitter getting ready for Bizarre. They're warming up. Gentlemen in the bullpen. Merritt's pitch. Strike 1 called. Ely's right-handed. They play him straight away. Tovar backs up a little on the grass. Shades just a little bit towards second base. The biggest gap is between Tovar and Mincher. Outfield's evenly spaced and quite shallow. Merritt's pitch, a swinging strike. Yes, he ticked it. 2-2. Jim steps back, looks at second. Sam Mealy's uncle, Tony Cuccinello, coaching at third. Don Gutteridge at first. Been the age-old pattern for the White Sox. And Merritt's pitch. Low. 3-2. Oh, I beg your pardon. 3-2. So, two hitters in a row. Jim's run the string out. What's your guess? We'll know in a minute. Here he comes. Too low. Ball four. Merritt's first base on balls. And Bizarre was going to hit, but not now. It isn't. I'm going to say, is it going to be the little round man, Burgess? Maybe a little bit early for Smokey. We'll see in a minute. Somebody's peeling off down there. Dan Mincher goes over. Chats with Merritt. So Bizarre leaves the ball game. Pitching five innings, giving up five hits and four runs, all earned. And the batsman is left-handed hitter Floyd Robinson. Always a dangerous hitter. Not playing tonight because Merritt, a left-hander, started. Robinson's batting average is lower than usual, 239. He has five home runs. And as he steps in, another pincher right here. Come on in, Herbie. Carneal.
Well, thank you, Hawthorne, and hi, everybody. Left-handed batting Floyd Robinson. Batting for Bizarre, with a man on first. Lelia, one out. The stretch by Merritt. Here's the pitch. Fastball popped up short center field. On comes Ted Ulander, puts on the brakes, and makes the catch. One pitch, and it gets the pinch hitter Floyd Robinson on a fly to center. Now Ken Berry, the center fielder, is lying to short and struck out. Don't know whether you'd gotten a word before I arrived, but how about that Earl Wilson hitting another home run?
No, did he?
Yeah, with one on in the eighth to put the Tigers ahead, the Yankees 5-3.
Boy, that's six for him, isn't it? Five or six.
A two-run homer for Earl Wilson. Merritt delivers to Berry. Right-handed batter takes a strike, and it's 0-1.
Reminds me, down in the Texas League, this was 25 years ago, they had an official scorer who campaigned. He didn't get anywhere with it.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, looped in the shallow left field. Coming hard is Hall, and he makes the catch on the run. Nice catch. One left in. Five innings complete. Minnesota 4, Chicago nothing.
The tom-tom deck wing tell you a sky blue water's rippling coolly by you. They're singing, they're bringing cool refreshment to you.
From the land of sky blue waters comes the water best for brewing. Ham's beer, refreshing Ham's beer.
The beer that's brewed with water best for brewing, tastes best, refreshes you best. And only Hams has that sky blue water's flavor. Every Hams has it, glass after glass. That's why Hams is the one right beer for those who want another. Tastes so right, it bears repeating.
From the land of sky blue waters comes the water best for brewing. Hams beer, refreshing Hams beer.
Tell about this old gentleman who was scoring in the Texas League, and we'll see like Wilson tonight. He just hit a home run, and but say that He would never be the winning pitcher. But he hit a home run. This would occur in a game where a pitcher would hit a home run, and this gentleman would make him the winning pitcher, even if he was a pinch hitter. Wilson is used as a pinch hitter, you know. So is Cloninger of Atlanta and a couple of other fellas, Drysdale. And if they come up and drive in the winning run as a pinch hitter, this gentleman wanted to make them the winning pitcher. So they never threw a ball. I suppose some people could see the logic in that. Naturally, he didn't get to first base with it. So it's Dennis Higgins. One of Eddie Stanky's favorites as a reliever. He has no decisions, but this is his 34th game. 69 innings, only 48 hits. 27 walks, 63 strikeouts. And a very good earned run average of 2.87.
Well, the Red Sox got a run in the ninth at Baltimore, but in the last of the ninth, Vic Rosnovsky and Boog Powell each has homered for Baltimore with nobody on to tie it up. Baltimore is still batting. The Red Sox had a 2-0 lead going into the last of the ninth behind Lee Stang, but Rosnovsky and Powell have homered for Baltimore. And here's Harmon Killebrew to lead off for the Twins, a struck out and hit back to the pitcher. Big right-hander Dennis Higgins delivers. Fastball hit on the ground is short. Elia digs it out, throws on to Scarron for the out at first. One pitch and one away. Boston has relieved Stang now. He's out and Don McMahon has come on. Batter for the Twins, Don Mincher, has an intentional walk and a single to right. Pitch is low and inside. Ball one. Pittsburgh just scored twice more in the fourth inning against the Cardinals. The Pirates lead 4-0 after 3.5. Right here, the Twins lead the White Sox 4-0 in the first half of the sixth inning. Right-hander Dennis Higgins into the windup, delivers. Fastball chopped foul at the plate. 1-1. Johnny Bizarre, working five innings, allowed four runs, five hits, walked one intentionally, and struck out five. One out, nobody on here in the sixth inning. One ball and one strike. The left-handed batting Don Mincher. Higgins kicks and throws. Fastball bunted at and missed. The high outside fastball, and Don tried to drop it down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, a foul off a slider. Hit him right on the fists with that pitch. One ball, two strikes, the count remains. Higgins, 6'3", weighs 180. Hails from Jefferson City, Missouri. 27-year-old right-hander delivers. Fastball swung on, a high fly ball to right. It's carrying deep, but Hicks is going to have room near the wall. He's under it. He's got it. About three steps in front of the right field wall. Hicks hauls in the high drive off Don Mincher's bat. Two down in the sixth inning. Bringing up Jerry Zimmerman. Earl Batty having to leave because of an upset stomach. Earl had driven in two runs with a first inning single. Was one for two. And now Jerry Zimmerman batting for the first time in the ballgame. Zimmy batting 255. Takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. At Washington, the Senators are batting in the ninth. Scoreless with the Indians. It's been Hargan against McCormick. Here's a pitch low and outside to Zimmy for a ball. 1-1. Pitch inside, 2-1. Cincinnati, 1 and the Phillies nothing after 4 at Cincinnati, O'Toole against Wise. And the last of the 6 at Atlanta, Braves are leading 3-2 over the Mets. There's a low bridge to Zimmy. Sits down to avoid the pitch, 3-1. Eight innings complete in New York. The Tigers 5 and the Yankees 3. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back. 3-2. Higgins, good fastball. Delivers. And it's accidentally foul. Leaning away from the pitch, Zimmy fouled it off to the right. Still 3-2. Here's the pitch. Fastball chops slowly to the left of the mound. Here comes Buford, scooping it up, throws to first in time. Nice play by Don Buford. And the Twins go down in order. 5.5. Twins 4 and the White Sox nothing.
Talk about a day away at Twin City Federal.
When you talk about a day away,
it's true. Your money keeps working for you. So talk about a day away and save it for a sunny day. Talk about a day away.
Current rate 4.5% per year. Compounded quarterly, it works out to be 4.58. You actually earn $4.58 per year on each 100 saved. Generous return figured in a generous way is one reason why so many people choose to save at Twin City Federal.
Tuck a buck a day away.
Tuck a buck a day away. Tuck a buck a day away at Twin City Federal.
This is the play-by-play broadcast of the Minnesota Twins.
Come to Hoygaard's Big August Clearance Sale. Discounts up to 40% on casual and outdoor furniture of all types, as well as lamps and accessories. The big sale also includes savings on camp tents and camping equipment. See and choose from the largest selection in Minnesota. Hoygaard's on the Beltline in St. Louis Park. Open Monday, Thursday, and Friday nights till 9, Saturdays until 5:30. The new Princess K of the Milky Way is 18-year-old Linda Kotke of Glencoe, Minnesota. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, at 830-WCCO.
At Atlanta, Henry Aaron has homered with one out in the sixth for the Braves. Joe Torre hit a two-run home earlier, so the Braves have at least a 5-2 lead over the Mets in the sixth inning. Here come the White Sox in the sixth. It'll be Tom McGraw, the left fielder, leading off. A left-handed batter. He's single to right. Foul to the catcher. Merritt delivers. Low for a ball. The Senators scored in the ninth inning to beat Cleveland 1-0 tonight. Five-hitter for Mike McCormick to beat Steve Hargan. Washington 1, Cleveland nothing. One run, 7 hits for Washington, no runs, 5 hits for Cleveland. The ground ball to second to Tovar. He's got it over to Mencher, one away. McCraw retired, second to first. Now Jerry Adair, the second baseman, twice has hit little pop-ups in the shallow left that have been caught by shortstop Zoil Oberseis. Adair, right-handed batter. Merritt's pitch starts him with a curve low for ball one. A win for the Twins here would move them into a tie for third place with the Cleveland Indians. And the pitch to Adair. He swung on, a drive to left field. Jimmy Hall to his left, coming in a little under it, has it. One, two down as Adair flies to left. Bring up Johnny Romano, the catcher. Struck out, lined to short. Another pitching change for the Red Sox. They brought in lefty Billy Short, who was with Baltimore earlier. Now he's pitching against Baltimore in the ninth. 2-2 Baltimore batting. Romano on a high fly to center. Not too deep. Here's Ulander coming in, getting under it. Center fielder has it. Five pitches, and Merritt retires the side in order. Six complete. Minnesota 4, Chicago nothing.
Just about any car makes powerful music when the tank is filled with pure Firebird Super. Closest thing to racing gasoline. A steep hill? Firebird Super makes molehills out of mountains. Traffic? Firebird Super gets you around the slow movers quickly and safely. Firebird Super puts you in charge all the way. It's the closest thing to racing gasoline. With the same chemical ingredients, same engine-saving tritane additives as Firebird racing gasoline. And Firebird Super is blended just right for passenger cars. It's worth changing brands to get.
Fire up with Firebird. Firebird Super, closest thing to racing gasoline. At the big blue pure oil sign.
From Chicago's Comiskey Park, race Scott Halsey Hall and yours truly, Herb Carneal. On the ham scoreboard after six innings, the Twins 4 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. The White Sox, no runs, 3 hits, and no errors. Veteran pinch hitter Smokey Burgess out taking Dennis Higgins' warm-up tosses. Johnny Romano was the last man to bat for the White Sox. Now he's coming out all set to go, and Cesar Tovar will lead off. For the Twins, Cesar hit a double off the left field wall to drive in 2 runs in the first inning. Grounded to short in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside. Ball one. The Twins, winners of 10 of 11 with the White Sox this year. The Twins have won 5 out of 5 here at Comiskey Park. Higgins delivers. Fastball line to short, caught by Ilya. A line drive right to the shortstop. One away in the first half of the seventh to bring up Ted Ulander. Ted 0 for 2 tonight. Took a third called strike in the first inning and grounded a second in the fourth inning. Yankees are now batting in the last half of the ninth inning. The Tigers leading 5-3 on Earl Wilson's 2-run homer. Wilson has been relieved. That was in the eighth inning by Hank Aguirre. The fastball in at the letters, 0-1 to Ulander. Here's the windup, and Higgins pitch. Fastball hit up in the air to left field. Tom McCraw back a couple of steps, is under it. The left fielder has it, and there are two down. Well, let's see. Before Bizarre left, he retired 7 in a row. Higgins now has retired 5 batters in a row. The Twins haven't had one on base since Mincher singled with 2 out in the third inning. Here's a hand for Jim Merritt, who's held the White Sox to 3 hits for the first 6 innings. At the plate, Jim has struck out and bounced to second. Batting left-handed, here's the pitch. Fastball high inside. Ball one. Ham's your host from Comiskey Park in Chicago, the first of a 4-game series. Broadcast tomorrow will start at 1:10. Second game of the 4-game series. Merritt a swing and a miss at an inside fastball and one. Twins with 5 hits, 4 of which they made in the first inning. There's a fastball over to Merritt for a call strike, 1-2. Two out, nobody on. Right-hander Dennis Higgins kicks and throws. Inside, 2-2. The probables tomorrow for the Twins, Jim Cott going after his 20th win of the year. And for the White Sox, Gary Peters, who's pitched great ball of late. Pitches inside, backing Merritt out of the box. A full count. Higgins delivers. Fastball line to short, caught by Ilya. Two line drives that inning to the shortstop. 6.5 innings, the Twins. 4, Chicago nothing.
The great flavor of Ham's draft beer is hard to beat. And now you can take home Ham's great draft beer in no deposit, no return twist top quart bottles. To open, just twist the cap. When you're through pouring, just twist the cap back on to keep your Ham's fresh and flavorful down to the very last glass. Take home some Ham's real draft beer today in twist top quart bottles. Refreshing? Man, it's out of this sky blue waters world.
From the land of sky blue waters comes the water best for brewing. Ham's beer, refreshing Ham's beer, capturing the frosty refreshment of this land of magic enchantment. Ham's beer, refreshing Ham's beer.
Last half of the seventh inning, and it'll be Moose Skarin leading off. Moose has struck out and doubled to left. Jim Merritt delivers. Low ball one. Well, the home runs by Vic Rosnovsky and Boog Powell were the only runs Baltimore got, so they're tied with the Red Sox, 2-2 going into the 10th. John Wyatt also came on in relief in the ninth inning for Boston. Skarin takes a strike, 1-1. So Stang was lifted in the ninth. They brought in McMahon, then Short, and then Wyatt. Eddie Fisher is now in there for Baltimore. Strike here to Skarin, 1-2 to Moose. Jim Hicks on deck, Don Buford to follow. Twins leading 4-0, last half of the seventh inning. Slender left-hander Jim Merritt delivers a screwball, bounced through the box behind second. Tovar grabs it, throws to first, got him on a great play by Tovar. It looked like a base hit as Skarin hit the screwball off the outside corner, hit it right through the box, but Tovar, flashing to his right, got the ball and was able to get enough on his sort of first base to get Skarin. One away, and here's Jim Hicks, the right fielder. Beat out a hit to short in the second inning, fly to center in the fourth. Tall, 6'4" right-handed batter. Foul ball, one strike. Hicks recalled from Indianapolis where he was hitting about 300 in the Pacific Coast League. 27 years old. Hails from the Chicago area. Takes slow for a ball. 1-1. One out. Nobody on. Merritt studies Zimmerman's sign. Twins shade Hicks to the left. The pitch to the right-handed batter. Inside low. Two balls, one strike. Don Buford on deck. Here's the pitch. Curve swung on. Lifted up in here to right center field. Not very deep. And Uhlander to his left makes the catch on a run. Put out for Ted Uhlander. Two down in the White Sox seventh. And it brings up Don Buford, the third baseman, the switch hitter, who will be batting right. 0-1 officially. He bunted and got credit for a sacrifice in the second. Called out on strikes in the fifth. Merritt has walked one batter. Jim has struck out five. Allowed only three hits. The left-hander delivers. Just outside. Ball one. McCraw lined a single to right with one out in the first inning. Hicks beat out a roller to short with one out in the second. Scarron doubled with two out in the fourth. The pitch here to Buford is low for a ball, 2-0. Two out, nobody on. Merritt into his windup, delivers. Low outside, ball three. Only the fourth time Jim's had a three-ball count. He walked Ilya in the fifth inning. And the pitch on the way. A little high, and he walks Buford. Oh, it's his second walk. Brings up the shortstop, right-handed batting Lee Ilya. Struck out in the second and drew a walk in the fifth inning. Merritt, who has not started this year against the White Sox, last time he pitched against Chicago was in a relief role. He got two batters out in the ninth inning of the ballgame, got credit for a save. There's a swing and a miss of the screwball. 0-1. Atlanta leading the Mets 5-2 after six in Atlanta. Here's a stretch by Jim Merritt. And the pitch. Fastball over, a strike call, it's 0-2. At St. Louis in the last of the fifth inning, the Pirates leading the Cardinals 5-0 behind Woody Framan. At Cincinnati in the last of the sixth, the Reds lead the Phillies 1-0 behind Jim O'Toole. Merritt into his stretch. Backs off. Cubs Houston scoreless after one at the Astrodome. Ken Holtzman against Dave Justy. Los Angeles at San Francisco later on. Don Buford edging away at first. Merritt delivers. They curve way inside. The ball gets away from Zimmerman. Buford will go to second. Inside curve. It got away from Jerry Zimmerman. And Buford advances. The charging Jerry Zimmerman with a pass ball. And the count to Ilya now. One ball, two strikes. Third time tonight the White Sox have had a runner as far as second. So far, nobody has gotten beyond there. One ball, two strikes to Ilya. Chokes the bat a little bit. Infield's playing him deep all around. The outfield a step or two to the left as Merritt sets and delivers. Screwball bounced slowly by the mound. Here comes Versailles. Guns a throw, and it's wide. Pulls him off the bag. Buford coming home. He scores. The throw gets away from Minter. And now Ilya's going to come back to first. He was way down the right field line and stays at first base. So the Twins throwing the ball around with reckless abandon. As Versailles charged the ball, threw off balance, high and to the far side of first base. Mencher grabbed the ball, and Buford, who had been on second, rounded third and was racing home. Mencher's throw to the plate got away from Jerry Zimmerman, and Buford scored. Lee Ilya had gone way past first base and decided not to try to go to second. So we'll check the official ruling on it. So far, we do not have scoring information on that particular play. They're still discussing it over in the press box. And we're going to get Wayne Causey, a left-handed batter, to hit for the pitcher, Dennis Higgins. Wayne Causey. So it's 4-1, the Twins leading, as the White Sox break through here for a run in the seventh. Left-hander batting Wayne Causey coming up. Batting 250. 47 hits on the year, including six doubles and two triples. There has still been no ruling as to what the scoring is on that last play. Here's the pitch to Causey. High for a ball. Dennis Higgins is all through. He worked two innings and retired the six men he faced. Merritt throws to first. No play. And here's a curve for a strike, 1-1 to Kazi. Well, the boys in the press box are still discussing that last play, and they have not made a ruling as to what the scoring is yet. Kazi fouls one back, 1-2. With the Red Sox and Baltimore 2-2 after nine innings, Baltimore has brought in Wally Bunker in the 10th. Don't know, it could well be that Eddie Fisher, who had been in there, was lifted for a pinch hitter. Here's the pitch to Kazi. Swung on, hit on the ground a second. Tovar throws to Versailles, and they force out Elia. Well, they've just ruled on this play on Lee Elia. There will be no error charge. They give Elia an infield hit, credit him with a run batted in as Buford scored from second. There will be no error charge. Elia gets a hit and a run batted in. So the White Sox score a run on a hit and leave one on. And after seven innings, Twins 4 and the White Sox 1. Say, have you ever dreamed of taking a vacation in some faraway place, Hawaii maybe, or Rio? Great vacations like that start with a savings account at Twin City Federal. That kind of savings is fun, too, because you can see your dollars building up to a mighty good time, and you can see Twin City Federal adding to their growth with a generous return. Works out to be $4.58 a year on each $100 you save. Along with wonderful vacation spots, that Twin City Federal savings account can take you to happy places like security, peace of mind, and independence. You and your savings have a great future at Twin City Federal. So why don't you stop in any one of the nine offices, start building your money into the happy things you want. 8th and Marquette, Minneapolis, 6th and Robert, St. Paul, branches in Anoka, Robbinsdale, Edina, Excelsior, Southdale, Roseville, 56 and Nicollet. Twin City Federal, home of the happiness business, thrift. Change is now for the White Sox. The new pitcher will be Juan Pizarro. Wayne Causey, who batted for Higgins, will stay in the game. He'll still be batting ninth, of course. Wayne Causey will play second base. Jerry Adair has moved from second to short. Elia is out of the game, and so that means the pitcher Pizarro will be batting in the number 8 spot. Left-hander Juan Pizarro. Juan Pizarro, his 25th appearance, 16th relief job. He's won 7 and lost 6, pitched 70 and two-thirds innings, allowed 69 hits. Walked 34, struck out 29, his ERA 3.9. The Twins have 4 runs, 5 hits and no errors. The White Sox are on 4 hits and no errors. And here's Zoilo Versailles, who has hit to the pitcher, struck out, and bounced to third. And here's a strike, a breaking ball up the outside corner. Looks like a screwball. Paul on deck, Oliva to follow. Here's the pitch. Slow curve, swinging, missing, strike two. At Baltimore, the Red Sox failed to score in the 10th. Baltimore now batting 2-2 ball game. The pitch is low and inside, 1-2. And listen to this. The Yankees scored 3 runs in the 9th inning to beat Detroit. Mickey Mantle hit a 2-run homer. They got one other run and beat the Tigers 6-5.
Was Mickey a pinch hitter, I wonder?
Of course, we don't know. It just came in on the ticker that Mantle hit a home run. So we don't know whether he was playing or pinch hit. The pitch is low to Versailles, 2-2. Well, Halsey, about half an hour or so ago, it looked like the Tigers are going to pick up a full game on Baltimore.
Yeah.
Now it might be the other way around. The Tigers have lost, and Baltimore's tied up the Red Sox. Here's a ground ball to short. Adair has it. Throws on over to first. Out. One away. Short to first to get Versailles and bring up Jimmy Hall. single, pop to short, and a fly to left. One out, nobody on. Left-hander Juan Pizarro, the third pitcher used tonight by Eddie Stanky. Starter Johnny Bizarre charged with the four Twins runs, all scored in the first inning. The pitch is low, ball one. A strike. Fastball on the outside, corner over the knees, one and one. Pitch is outside, two and one. Halsey, I don't say this with any intention of being critical of the scoring on that play. The White Sox got a run, but it's almost inconceivable that on that play there was no error charge.
Well, I'll tell you why, because the runner never stopped, Herb. Don's back, Mincher's back was turned to home. He didn't recover as quickly as might be normal, and the guy just outran it.
Swing and miss by Hall, two and two. No, actually,
I thought the runner, the Sox runner, easily could have taken second when Mincher's throw to home got away from the catcher, but he didn't do it. Of course, had he done that, there would have been an error.
Swing and a miss. Jimmy Hall going out for a high inside pitch. No, it's just the way that the play unfolded that they certainly had a lengthy discussion on it over there.
Well, the discussion was also on an RBI, whether they should give him a run batted in, which they did.
Well, two out, nobody on in the eighth inning, and here's Tony Oliva. Tony has doubled, grounded to second, and popped to short. Ground ball, right over first base. Garin lets it go through him down the right field line. Oliva turns, hit for second. Hicks picks it up, throws to second too late. Oliva's on second. He hit a ground ball right over first. Garin got right in front of it, and the ball went through him. So Oliva ends up on second. Two base error. Charge the error to Moose Garin. First error of the game. Harmon Killebrew at the plate. Going to get an intentional walk. Harmon is 0 for 3 tonight. He has a 10-game hitting streak. But tonight is struck out, hit to the pitcher, grounded a short, and won't get a chance to swing at anything this trip. Pizarro puts him on. Preparing to pitch to Don Mincher. Don has walked, single to right, and flied deep to right. So the Twins have two on with two out, leading 4-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Romano out for a quick word with Pizarro. Broadcast time tomorrow, 1:10, for the second game of the series, Jim Cott against Gary Peters. Here's the stretch by Pizarro and his pitch. Low outside. Ball one. Runners leading at first and second as Pizarro delivers a fastball lined into right near the line. It's a fair ball rolling into the corner. Oliva has scored. Killebrew's at third. He's being held at third. Mincher goes to second. Takes a big turn, a throw to second. He is safe. He just got back with a head first slide. So the Twins lead 5-1 as Mincher lines a double into the right field corner, scoring Tony Oliva and sending Killebrew to third.
Here's an oddity twice. The White Sox, the walk batsman, in fact, the only two bases on balls, both were intentional. And both times the next batter, the first one Batty and now Mincher, have driven in tallies.
Well, Mincher is 21st double, 48th run batted in. Jerry Zimmerman up. Out third to first in the sixth inning. Pizarro delivers. Swing and a miss at a fastball, 0-1. So the Twins lead 5-1 in the first half of the eighth. Killebrew on third. Mencher on second. Two out. Fly ball, foul. Off to the right, it'll be out of play. Two strikes. First half of the eighth inning. Earl Batty has two RBIs, sees the Tovar two, and now Mencher one for the Twins. Fly ball, center field. Berry coming hard, and out goes the second baseman, Causey. He can't get it. The ball drops. Killebrew scores. Mencher scores, and it's 7-1. Jerry Zimmerman hitting a fly ball into center field. Wayne Causey, the second baseman, and Ken Berry, the center fielder, got closest to it, but it dropped between them. And with two out, the runners could go with the crank of the bat. So Killebrew and Mencher both score. And the Twins have a three-run inning here after the first two batters who went out. Nears Tovar up. Fly ball to right field. Hicks is there. Right fielder has it, and the side is out. Twins score three runs from two hits and leave one on. Seven and a half innings, the Twins seven, and the White Sox one. Well, sir, can you blame a boy for getting excited? The Twins Honorary Bat Boy Contest is here. Sponsored by Pure Oil, it's a boy's dream come true. Gets to take his mom and dad to a Twins home game, go down in the dugout, meet the players, Tony Oliva, Harmon Killebrew, and all of them, be interviewed on the radio, and even get a complete Minnesota Twins baseball outfit from Pure. Uniform, cap, glove, autographed, official ball. But he does need a little help from you to win, and all you have to do the next time you need gasoline is pull in at any Pure Oil station displaying the Twins Bat Boy sign and register your boy. You can enter as many times as you like at as many different Pure Oil stations as you like. Contest is open to any boy from 8 to 16, and three winners will be selected. So your youngster does have a good chance. When you fire up with Firebird Super this month, don't forget to register your boy for the Twins Honorary Bat Boy Contest, but hurry up now. The contest will close on Sunday.
Well, I neglected, didn't you? So I guess I said it was a nice evening, but some of the particulars, it's been a very sunny day all day today in Chicago, and at game time tonight, the temperature was 80. This is where you'll hear the Minnesota Twins during the 1966 Major League season.